This is HPR episode 2674 entitled, Raspberry Pi 3 Open Media Server. It is hosted by JWP and is about 10 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, JWP emails in this episode.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I'd like to talk to you today about my open media server. So, I think I did a podcast a few years ago about how the open media server had been working with my Odroid C1 model, and I'd always had a little bit of thought that maybe something was going on with the SD card or something was going on, and it typically happened after almost every time I did an apt-get update that something would be going on. And then I went to the Open Media site and checked it out, and I found they were using Armbian, and I was like, okay, and it wasn't working right. And then I noticed that that Armbian had a complete Raspberry Pi 2 or 3 or even 3 plus open media server thing. And so I was like, okay, it was not an issue. And so I decommissioned the Odroid for further research. It's got great specs, but I just don't know what's going on with that SD interface. I can put an EMC in there and see if maybe that's going on, or if it just got too hot, or I'm not for sure. But now I've had a new Raspberry 3B, it's not the plus version, but the 3B working the open media server. And it was relatively simple. You download the Armbian image, and the difference between the Odroid and the Raspberry Pi was that it was Open Media Vault 4. And so there were some different applications, and Open Media Vault is pretty much all done by the web. I mean, they even have a PXE server plugin if you want to give that a try. But I figured since it was on a Raspberry and they said, warning, this may be slow, I said, well, just let me see. And so I plugged in my 4 terabyte drive into it, and what I got was some pretty good streaming. I mean, every once in a while it hiccups a little bit. There's some burps in the sound, but that just could be my home Wi-Fi as well. What really caught my attention was that you can take a snapshot, monitor the external drive's health extensively during the week. And so I'm like, well, I'm never doing anything at 4 a.m. And so every day at 4 a.m, it takes a look at the health of it. And then once a week, it does a apt-get update and upgrade and then a reboot once a week. And that's all scheduled now. So it's, I know that Ken Fallon did a Ansible class. I haven't got around to Ansibling everything yet, but it's definitely a thing to get my Ansible servers done. And what I really like about the the Raspberry thing is there's just so much more plug-in stuff. So for the first time, I'm using a DAAP server for my iTunes collection, and that iTunes collection, boy, man, I paid top dollar for that. I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago for most of it. And then my viewing and listening habits changed just like everybody else's on the planet to streaming everything in the last 7 or 8 years. And so I have this library. I never use it. And I do have an iPhone. It's my only Apple device, that and Apple TV. And I have everything on a Windows box that I never turn on, except to patch that thing and to back it up. And so I was like, well, you know, how can I get to my media? And one of the ways was to take the Open Media server down, go upstairs to the Windows server, back the iTunes folder up, and then put then put that onto the external 4 terabyte disk, the iTunes backup, then enable the DAAP, and so when I'm home, I can DAAP or the Apple iTunes streaming service media plugin to my phone when I'm at home. And it's a pretty neat little thing. The other thing I do is a pure NFS server, so all of my other Linux things are connected to it, and I can download, it's a central download point for all of the Linux stuff, and then it also covers all the pictures and all that stuff, but there's no real picture plugin for it. It does SMB CIFS for all the Android stuff, and I'm telling you, on any of those Kindles that I own, Kindle Fire tablets, it streams like a champ. I mean, no flicker, no nothing, no anything. And so, really with the tablet format, and I've been finding more and more that streaming off of NFS via VLC or even Kodi in a non-ARM environment is really tough. And because if you get most of my laptops are, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, and I get a lot of hiccups with the buffering, and whereas the Android tablet, somehow they just naturally know what to do, and with the, you know, H.264 files or whatever, and it's just real smooth. So if you're looking for a project that'll take you not too long, oh wait, before I kick off, so how did I do it? I've been using Etcher, and Etcher from Ryzen IO to make the card. So if you go to Armbian, you go to Open Media Vault into Google, and then you click on their Raspberry Pi image. It's an Armbian version of it. Now you can install the Armbian first, and then go get the RPM. If you'd like, then I get gparted and take whatever's on the old SD card completely off via Ubuntu 16.04. Just plug in the SD card, gparted, go to the partition, wipe everything, put FAT32, then get then Etcher, which is a app image, and then download it and extract it. You have to use your administrator password, and then it takes the ISO image and puts it onto the SD card. And I find that is absolutely the best way to go. No Rufus, no UUnet booting, no complicated things. Just do that. And then you boot it up and you go, and the first thing you probably want to do is change the administrator password. The second thing you want to do is probably go to Arbian config and enable everything that you want to enable on it. Again, it's not Odroid, so it's not the most powerful thing with the Raspberry Pi. So you probably just wanted this to be a one-purpose device with no XFCE installed and all of this other stuff. Interesting note, you can get a download manager now that you can use via the GUI. So that means any device that you're on in the house, you can just simply cut and paste the YouTube link that you want to download, or the ISO you want to download, or some video from some site somewhere that you want to download, any download, and go into the console in your Open Media Vault and just paste it, and then paste it to the share. All right, well, hey, I hope you like this podcast about the Open Media Vault and the Raspberry Pi 3. If you want to contact me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.